I was asked to explain what the Avodah of Slichos, what are we trying to do. So that's in the bigger two chalakim to the Avodah of Slichos. First chalak of the Avodah of Slichos is Kepshuta Kemashmai, what the word means. That's what signers get upset when people are saying, I'm going to Slichos. He says, you're not going to Slichos, you're going to beg your Rebbeinu Shlom for forgiveness. And the Pasha Avodah Slichos is that what we're doing, a person chatam the whole year round. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tremendous chesed opportunity to go ahead and do tshuva. And these are the days where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. And we're asking the Rebbeinu Shlom, Slicha Mechila. We're saying we're sorry, Charata. And we're asking the Rebbeinu Shlom for Slicha Mechila. He started with Chashem Stuck of Lenin Bashar Painim, and Simon, and Ibn, and Adabim, and Stakuk. Start off with Lebe Chesel, and Nasim. Banu lefanecha, we start off with a tremendous achnat to Ribbono Shel Olam. Vechni ourselves to realize that how far we are from where we were supposed to be. And achnat is something which also leads a person, humbles a person, and leads a person to Yerushalayim. There's an interesting maral. He says that, why is it that women in general have a much easier time with Yerushalayim? More spiritual. He says that being that they were created with the midah v'achna, why are they created like that in order to connect to the husbands? So be'etzem, it's more built into them, this kriyach v'achna, this midah v'achna. And therefore, they have much easier time with Yerushalayim mechnis after Ribbono Shel Olam. The first thing we start with the slichos is b'machnis after Ribbono Shel Olam, saying what are s'chusim, b'masim banu l'fanecha. Then we go through the Pesukei Slichos. There's an interesting Levush. I think I mentioned it in the years past. Levush, the way he sets up the Slichos. He says the different Chalakim to the Slichos is a Pesukim, you go Michos, Tachnan. He has a Kasha. At the end of Slichos, we say Kasha Skabel. In fact, the Levush said, why are we saying Kasha Skabel? Kasha Skabel is something to do by Tefillah, by Shemana Esrei. And what does Slicha have to do? Why are we saying Kasha Skabel after Slichos? So like the Levush, the fascinating Levush, he writes that the Etzem, the Slichos, is set up like a tefillah. He said the Pesukim beforehand, like Pesukim the Zimmer, we start the Ashrei, we say Pesukim. Then we get to the climates of Slichos, which is the Yigam Amidus, we'll speak about in a second, Yigam Amidus. That's like a Shemana Esrei. And afterwards, we say Tachnun. And then that's why afterwards we have a Kaddish. And the climax of the Slichos is the Yigam Amidus Sarachimim. The man Rosh Hashanah state that Yigam is Sarachimim. Be'avash na panav Yikra, Amar V'yechanan, Imale Mekazah Katsu Yavshalah Imrei. Ma'amish Tzatha Kaish Baruch Hu, Shkiyat Tzibra Kaish Baruch Hu, came to Klai Yisrael, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'ele Moshe Seh Tfil Amaloi. Kolz Ma'ay Shisoh Choyten Yatsil Afanik Kaseidah Hazah. What's the best school? This comes from Bnei Yisrael straight. Klai Yisrael Choyten, what should you do? Yatsil Kaseidah Hazah, Ve'ani Moichalah. That's the tremendous kaych of Yigam Amidus. Kolzman, she saw a chitin, do this kaseder, and I kashbach says, I'm the Meichel Klai Yisrael. And therefore, the Levush writes, that's the Shemana Esrei of the Slichos. That's the highest point of the Slichos. You have to make sure to use it in the proper oifen. Zayit, someone's heard from Al Chashev. He says that, you know, typically you start off Slichos to begin with the brand with the fire at the beginning, the first night, and the second day. After a while, like you lose the focus. They give Eitza that if you constantly like switch what you have in mind, but you get Mamidus. Everyone needs Racham, so many different I found in so many areas of their life. If you have in mind each time for a different thing, a different chet, a different area which you need Rachamim, so that gives like certain freshness to get Mamidus Rachamim. And therefore, that's a very good Eitza that each time you think about something else, and that can keep it fresh. So eventually my bit, he says, what's the first, you give me this rachim, Hashem, Hashem. It's like the Gemara, what's Hashem, Hashem? I knew Kodim Shechata Adam, I knew Lach Shechata Adam. I'm a Shekash Racha before a person did a chet, I'm a Shekash Racha after he did a chet. That what are we saying? Shekash Racha is saying, I'm rachim on a person after he does a chet, and I'm rachim on a person before he does a chet. So Shanim asks that, I understand after a person does a chet, the person needs rachmanis. But why do you need rachmanis before you did a chet? It's like my bit that every single person, so many areas of your life, you need rachmanis. Nothing to do with chatam. Every single step of the way, you need santa shmai, you need rachmanis in Ben Shalom. And we're saying, Akash Baruch Hu, as Merachim was before the Chet, even after we do Chatam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molei Rachamim, and we need Rachmanis every single slab of the way. And the point that you give me is Rachamim is we're focusing on how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachim on us, and through that, that Mis'oirer in Shemayim is Mis'oirer the Midas Rachamim. And that's the Koyach of Yigam Midas Rachamim. Then we go on to Vidui. So Aaron has a very interesting question. Klapi Vidui, he says that you look through the Rambam, you look through the Rishonim, those who come to Rambam Shira, that when you, you know, certain steps of tshuva, so there's Harata, Zivis Acher, Kabbalah Asid, there's a whole order our person has to do tshuva. And really, Vidui is the last stage of tshuva. You have to have the Harata and the Ziva and the Kabbalah, so then the person does Vidui, and that's like a final slab. You say Sardvayim Shalom, you have. And that's really the final shlav. He's saying the chet, and the Rambam's lashon is you say your harata, your aziva, your kabbalah, you say it to the bnei shalom. So that's when Vidui is the last shlav of tshuva. So why in the world are we saying Vidui now? We're just at the beginning of the, we're starting the way the slichas, we're at the beginning of the process. You have to go through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur to get through all the shlav of tshuva. So it's really, it doesn't, we understand why Ben Ilo was saying Vidui, we understand Yom Kippur saying Vidui, but why now are we saying Vidui? It's like of Aaron, the two types of Vidui. There's a Vidui at the end Shlava Tshuva. Then there's a Vidui at the beginning of Tshuva. The point of the beginning of the Vidui at the beginning of Tshuva is a person making a Chesven and Nefesh. Where am I holding? Hashamda, Bagano, Gazano, just person just making a Chesven. What Averis I have, what I did wrong, what I'm doing right. And the Tachlis of the Vidui of the Slichus is not the Vidui of Tshuva, he's saying, it's the Vidui of making a Chesven and Nefesh. A person to realize exactly where he's holding. Chesed Nefesh is something which a person has to get to know himself. So many people go through life without making Chesed and they fool themselves. They don't know where they're holding. Being the Toyev, being the Ra. Person, you know, I think I've always to say that somebody doesn't know his Chesreinus. Or Eve, Eve, if you don't know your Milas. And the Tachas of a Chesed Nefesh is a person just to get to know himself and know where he's holding. And if your Kabbalahs didn't work last year, I know a lot of Tziburahs, I guess, were very much with the Kabbalahs, some weren't. If your Kabbalahs didn't work, one of the ikker reasons why your Kabbalahs didn't work is because you didn't make an accurate Cheshbon HaNefesh, so you didn't know exactly what you're holding. Let's say you're making a Chizuk and built a Torah. So if you don't know exactly where you're holding, how much you snooze during Seder, how much time you waste, so like, where does the Kabbalah start? You say, okay, next year I'm not going to during Seder. Well, first, you have to monitor next week or two. How much do I schmooze during Seder? Like how many minutes, how many times, how many interruptions? And then from there, you know, if the answer is 42, then, you know, to go to none is not going to happen. If the answer is 3, go on to 2 or 1 is going to happen. You have to monitor yourself exactly where you're holding, and then you have to make a Kabbalah. When you chazik and lashon hara, okay, make it next. You have to know how often you do it, where the place you have in the Sionis. And then from there, you could go ahead and fix it. You want to prove midas, you want to prove not getting angry. Well, make a cheshbon. How often do you get angry? How much do you get angry? Where do you get angry? And then the person is able to go ahead and do it. And a lot of times, the reason why our Kabbalahs don't work is because we're not attuned to where we're holding. And maybe we make Kabbalahs where we would ideally like to be holding, or maybe where our dream is to be holding. And we're not making Kabbalahs where we are. We live in the Elam HaMaisa. Where you are is where you, what you do right now. A lot of times we sort of like tell ourselves, like, I'm really this, but. What's the but? The but is like, I'm really, whatever the but is going on in your life, whether it's your wife, your children, your chavrusa, you're this, you're that. That's not true. We live in Elam HaMaaseh. Wherever you're holding, wherever you do, that's where you are. And the tachlis of the vidui is really a person just to make a cheshbon, go through the aleph phase, make a cheshbon, what you do, what you don't do. And when a person has a self-awareness and the person knows where he's holding, then a person is able to go ahead and get the charata, get the ziva, get the proper Kabbalah al-asid, and able to propel a person to go ahead and do tshuva. Just one last thing, one quickly, Benigeya. When a person is making a chesed nefesh does not mean destroying yourself. That's not what chesed nefesh is. It doesn't mean taking yourself apart. Chesed nefesh is just realizing where you are and trying to make yourself better. It's not a depressing thing. It's more of a invigorating. It's also realizing your milas, realizing your kaychas, focusing on what you're good at. If you don't know what you're good at, find out. as your wife, as your chavrusas, find where you're good at, find where your talents are, find where your kechas are, and take those kechas and just use them for godless. Okay, so that's avodah slichas. Number one, the ikka avodah is, like we said before, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're begging for forgiveness. Achna for Rabbeinu Shalom. Yes, Mr. Slichas, Chilek Kapara. A second chilek is the avodah vidoy, a person making chesed nefesh, in order they can make chesed nefesh, to realize who he is, what he is, and that he's able to make the proper kabbalas and do the proper Jewish language.